Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. An argument about the Knicks game on Wednesday night ended with a teenager in a coma. Now police are searching for a group of suspects.
A man who was streaming on his phone during the pandemonium yelled, "Spurs in seven." That did not sit well with a group of Knicks fans, and sources say one of them, a 17-year-old, yelled, "F the Spurs." The man police are looking for, that content creator, then allegedly lifted the 17-year-old up and threw him to the ground before punching and kicking him. Sources say the teen then had a seizure and went into a coma. Police are now looking for a man who was wearing a referee's outfit. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
We have a picture of that suspect at 1010winds.com and on all our social media pages. With the nation's largest LGBTQ pride parade set to take place later this month, a group of advocates is asking for the NYPD to allow open access to Washington Square Park during the celebrations. Every year, thousands end up at Washington Square Park after the parade. But the Reclaim Pride Coalition says that could be in jeopardy this year because they say police are considering restricting people to one entrance and one exit to search for contraband. The group is now concerned that it would create long lines and chaos and that it would put pride revelers under extra police scrutiny during a time of celebration. Last year, a fight broke out at the packed park after the parade and someone sprayed bear repellent, which injured dozens of people, and the NYPD ended up clearing the park. The coalition is holding a press conference on the issue later this afternoon. Well, if you're walking by Union Square this weekend, you're going to come across a massive new sculpture installation that's modeled after a classic kids' toy.
It's a life-size bead maze made up of all different shapes, sizes, and colors, and you actually can move them when you walk by. Jacqueline Lafayette is one of seven FIT graduates that designed the project.
And I was captivated by all the students, how colorful everything was. Bright colors looked against greenery and also like the scaffolding.
Her teammate Ryan Johnson says it was months of planning, but now after working with DOT.
The shapes were really a collaborative process between all of us and really expanding on some of the different project or the different proposals that didn't get chosen and figuring out how to work their way into the final project.
The students say kids were at the top of their mind for this project. They're hoping they can walk by and have some fun. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Union Square.
A daughter of Real Housewives star Teresa Giudice found herself behind bars on an assault charge. 20-year-old Melania Giudice was arrested in New Jersey last month in what the Montville Township Municipal Court called a domestic violence confidential incident. No other details were released, but it's not the first brush with the law for this family. Real Housewives fans know that her mom, Teresa, and her dad, Joe, both spent time in prison for mail, wire, and bankruptcy fraud. The U.S. plays its World Cup opener today in Los Angeles against Paraguay. Then the first game at MetLife Stadium tomorrow is when Brazil takes on Morocco. New Jersey's governor telling us about how the state is preparing for the big day.
Mikey Sherrill telling 1010 Winds she's hopeful that Jersey Transit and Amtrak are ready now for this crush of fans to descend on the Meadowlands as to hopefully a big boom in business for the area.
You know, I think we're hearing a mixture. I would say FIFA held rooms way too long. And so now there's some blocks of rooms that are opening. I think people are starting to fill those really rapidly.
In the midst of all this, Mayor Mamdani continuing to tweet out that the World Cup belongs to New York.
Those guys need to touch grass over there. I mean, one of the places they could do that actually is MetLife Stadium, where here in New Jersey, we're hosting the World Cup.
Governor says she'll be on site for most matches in Jersey to make sure everything's going smoothly. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
A stabbing in a park in Queens last night has left one young man dead. This happened last night in Little Bay Park in Bay Terrace, Queens. Sources tell 1010 Winds that more than 20 teenagers and young adults were in the park when the victim got into some kind of dispute with another person, and the victim was stabbed in the back. Police say a group of about 20 fled the scene, some on mopeds. The victim was taken to the hospital where he was declared dead. Police have still not identified the victim. They say no arrests have been made, but the investigation continues. Nurses at Port Jefferson Hospital could be walking off the job. We'll learn later this afternoon whether the nurses at Catholic Health System St. Charles Hospital voted in favor of a strike. Tracy Kosciusk is a nurse there.
It's not sustainable with how the hospital is being run with the lack of staff. The hospital still has not filled several positions as had been agreed upon. One for maternal child, which is postpartum. We were supposed to have a transition nurse to take the babies and assess and take care of. They haven't even hired for that.
We'll learn the results of the strike authorization vote next hour. 1010 Winds has reached out to the hospital for comment. In a closely watched congressional race in New Jersey, Clifton City Councilwoman Rosie Pino just won the Republican primary. She'll take on Democratic Congresswoman Nellie Poe in the general election this fall as Poe seeks a second term. Republicans are hoping to pick up that seat in the state's 9th congressional district after Donald Trump won bigger support there in 2024, where Republicans haven't won in decades.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.